This morning, I want to do something quite different. I want to be the guinea pig of something real in me right now when I ask that question of what is going on in my life right now? How am I right now? Because right now, I can feel something very palpable. Pain. It hurts. It's very real, very much there. And I invite you to be a witness to that situation in me. That may touch something in you, because we all know, yes, we all know something about that direct experience of pain. My knee hurts. That kind of pain. Take a moment and see if this is something you would like to be a witness to. Something in me. It hurts. That's real. I can feel it. If I look at it, I can see it. It's a bit red. It's a bit swollen. Tender to the touch. It's very clearly there. And of course, all the thoughts come right away of what to do about that. Why is it there? What can I do about it? And usually, what can I do to be rid of it, the pain of it? I don't want it. It shouldn't be there. And I don't know why it's there. But maybe the doctor does. Maybe he will give me a treatment or a remedy. Or at least some explanation of why I am suffering. These are my familiar thoughts when I have a direct experience of something that doesn't feel quite right in me right now. That is the obvious response to noticing what's there, and especially what's there doesn't feel quite right in me right now. But today I would like to do something quite different. Kind of a radical thinking. A way of being with something like that, that is so present, so palpable, and so real. I allow my consciousness to notice what's there, obviously. It's there, all right. But what I can do that feels different is to give that part that I am suffering, the part of me that hurts, some breathing room to feel itself hurting. It is like borrowing my consciousness, using my ability to be self-aware for that hurting part of me, my kneecap. Yes, my kneecap hurts, and letting it feel its own awareness of a direct experience of itself, the hurting. Notice what happens when I give the kneecap, the part that hurts, the space it needs to have its own experience of its own suffering. Normally, I'm aware of the suffering, but actually, normally, it isn't aware in a conscious way like that of its suffering. It just suffers. And I'm aware of it, and I have many things I do about that normally, usually to try to fix it in some way. But this is different. I'm giving this part of me, the kneecap, the awakening of its own awareness in consciousness. That's radical. And it is about a relationship between me and that part of me. That feels something consciously. As I do that, I can feel something awakening in the kneecap itself. As though the kneecap hears the invitation and is beginning to respond to that invocation. Something's happening in the kneecap itself that wasn't there a minute ago. At first, it's a little bit of expanded hurting, tingling. But then I can feel a little bit of movement here beyond the tingling and a little bit of connecting beyond my toes, beyond my belly. My hands are up in a certain way. Paying attention to itself, allowing it to experience itself, seems to awaken more in me. So I'm pausing a little bit just to enjoy, well, I should say enjoy its enjoying, strange words, to enjoy the direct experience of its own paining. Kind of likes it, and it kind of likes and appreciates that I am there and making that connection with me. And again, I can feel something more has been awakened in me beyond the kneecap. It feels like more, or even the whole of me, becomes gradually more present to the whole situation. The kneecap and the whole of me has now been awakened to the situation. And the kneecap, begins to soften a little. The intensity of the hurting seems to be carried or supported by the whole of me in some way. And there's some activity in the rest of my body, particularly my feet and my toes, a little bit in my belly and hips that want to move, as though it wants to be present to and awakened to what's going on in that particular part of me, the kneecap. Something is happening. Something has been awakened that is intentional. It's wanting to do something all on its own. Something has been awakened because that hurting part of me has awakened to its consciousness of itself. It feels itself, and in feeling itself in this way, it awakens something beyond itself. The whole of me, in some way, has been awakened. More than that, there is movement and a sense of direction and a sense of purposefulness, almost as though out of the chaos of the painting, of the original hurting that I felt at the beginning, something has awakened that seems to, well, my words might be, know what it's doing, knowing what it wants to do. Almost like it creates its own antidote to the situation from the original painting that I first experienced. When it can feel its pain, it awakens to its own wisdom of what might be possible from the whole of me. And it is awakened because there is a willingness to be present to the pain itself. That's the connection. The pain awakens to its own internal support system of what is possible, coming from the whole of me, to begin its own healing process towards a better way of being in what might be possible right now. And in me, that changes the attitude beyond fear and beyond trying to fix, beyond trying to do something. I am now able to accept that something is happening. And I feel that acceptance with a sense of hope and expectation. This is good. It's all I can do. It's all I need to go to do. All I need, all I'm wanting, is an acceptance of the situation, the way it actually is. May not be the way I wanted it to be. I didn't want that pain. but maybe I can accept what's there. With an open mind and an open heart, and join in giving it the support it needs to find its own healing journey. Thank you for being a witness to this direct experience of something in me that hurts.